calling all tightwads. Day to Day is looking for stories about the frugal, the thrifty, the downright cheap things that our listeners do to save money, because those could be lessons the rest of us can use. This is the very first Day to Day Penny Pincher Award. Here with us is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. She also writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. Michelle, the rules for the contest.
Well, all you have to do is send in an entry for yourself or a friend or a relative, anybody that you know who is just cheap as dirt and does whatever they can to pinch a penny. That's all. You can nominate yourself or nominate somebody else, old aunt or an uncle or a sister. I know there are lots of penny pinchers out there like me who love to save money.
Now, you know that because, in fact, you've run the penny pincher contest before in your column for the Washington Post. What kinds of things do people send in?
Well, I've run the contest for a number of years, and I tell you, some of the things are so funny. One woman admitted that her husband had a habit of picking up half-smoked cigars. And she wrote, I wouldn't advocate that necessarily, but she wrote, and I quote, he cuts the end that was lit off and relights and smokes the cigars. And one past winner actually took a cut-off plastic 1 gallon milk jug into the shower, and according to this frugal fellow, it takes approximately 2 minutes for the hot water to reach his shower, so he captured the potentially wasted cold water in the jug and filled the tank in his toilet, and by doing this he was able to save on his water bill, he said.
That is amazing. Or it's amazing to me. So for our contest, what are you looking for the winning entry?
I'm looking for something different and unique. I know there are lots of things people do, like reusing plastic baggies and the hotel soap, but I'm looking for things that are a little different. People who do things, go that little extra mile to save money. Let me tell you one other entry that was one of the winning entries in the contest. One reader sent in about a relative who was obsessed with diluting every possible food product. And this is a quote. She wrote, you never had to worry about people getting tipsy at her home because she would dilute the wine for dinner. The ketchup looked more like runny tomato soup, and the kids still remember spreading peanut butter on their saltines and watching it run through the little holes. Those are the folks I'm looking for.
Michelle, you're known for being frugal, but isn't it possible to take things a little too far with peanut butter that runs through the holes in the crackers and so you can't enjoy life anymore?
I think it is possible. I have been known to be penny wise and pound foolish on a number of occasions. I once ran out of gas trying to get to the cheapest gas station in my neighborhood. So I've been there and done that. So you have to be careful to balance it. You want to make sure that you're saving enough, but that you're not going so much out of your way to save money that you're making life miserable for yourself and actually the people around you.
Okay, we're going to find out. We're going to see who wins the Penny Pincher Award Contest. You, dear listeners, can submit entries to Michelle and Day to Day's Penny Pincher Contest. Email entries to daytoday@npr.org. Put Penny Pincher in the subject line. Michelle is going to pick the winner. Think good thoughts about her. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Michelle, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.